G'day guys, and welcome back to episode 78 of the Hobble Goblin podcast. Obviously, last time we left off with someone lost in the jungle, or about to be lost in the jungle, chased by three of his what he thought were companions on
villains.
We can fix this. We can
villains. Traitors.
Wait, who said we're chasing him?
A wild goose chase against someone who they believe has treacherous intentions.
They all have treacherous intentions.
Which is obviously not where we're going to start tonight. instead, we're going to have a chat about some things different. I recently picked up a new hobby because I obviously didn't have enough between writing and modelling and all that other thing. Like, miniatures, not modelling. My God,
I would not do that. Clarify that.
I went into a little store in Sydney called Hobby Co. Really cool Star Wars, like, clipped together models. Like, they're still plastic miniatures, which I'm very well versed in. And I built a Star Destroyer model in a morning. And it's really, it's like the size of my phone. It's only like 6 inches long. It's absolutely adorable. I've just got to paint it. And it costs like $15. And there's like 20 of these models. And I was like, God damn it. There's 20 in this range. What have I dug my hole? What hole have I dug myself into? Because I had to, immediately as soon as I shared it with a couple of other friends who I know love Star Wars, like, paint one for me, build one for me. I was like, God damn it, I've done it myself.
Full of
And obviously, anyone who follows our Discord knows that I'm a massive mini gamer. I just recently went to a tournament on the weekend for some Warhammer, which most nerds should be at least slightly brushed up on what that is. So I'm going to throw it on the table. What random weird gaming hobbies, which are all weird gaming hobbies basically, do any or all of you possess? I know Charmaine has a lot of weird gaming things.
I would say my current most weirdest one would be that I play Cookie Run Kingdom on the phone. I also play it on my iPad, and that's current? My second
account.
I swear
you've been doing that for like months.
Well, as in, this is my current weirdest one. I also, and not just that, I also have a guild, and we're in the top 100% of the server. 100. We're in the top 100 rank in the server for our guild, and we have like a Discord and everything, and it's like all super intense. And I only recently found out a lot of them are like 13-year-old kids. And I'm like, shit. Yep.
Charmaine.
Again.
Queen of the 13-year-olds.
Queen of the tweens.
Like, darn it. But they're good players and they're consistent. So they're still in the guild.
Yeah, that's because they're doing their way to school.
Hey, so is she.
You're not wrong.
That's true. Drunkles?
I'm not as nerdy as Charmaine, or maybe more nerdy, depending on how you view this, but I've recently got into Dominion Online. So Dominion, like, it's a physical card game, obviously, that I'm sure many of our listeners would have heard of. There's an online version, and it's free. Find me, you can friend me at Fwark on Dominion. I need more friends. But yeah,
spell it for them so I can...
Oh, it's like Dominion.game, you'll find them. No, Fwark, Fuark, yeah. Come at me, I'll smash you. but yeah, and I've joined a league on Discord... And, like, season started.
But you've always been, like, a deck-building fiend.
Well, didn't help me today. Got my ass handed to me.
Should have thrown
probably
room,
also by a 13-year-old.
No. It's all about the King's Court, baby.
Oh, the big throne room.
But, yeah, it's good fun. Funny little community. Nice people. See, in the inverse, I have a subtle feeling that everyone on this is, like, over 40. Mm. Just, like, a hunch.
Yeah.
Like, it feels like Bridge Online, you know?
Everyone's sipping tea behind
that. The nerd community has gotten that little bit old enough that's right? Like slipped into that demographic now. Yeah. I understand
I'm
not quite broaching that age group, but I understand that, yes, the nerd community is getting older. Brad?
I am really not part of any gaming community or anything, which is a bit of a shame. I just don't have time for it. When I do have time, I tend to sometimes play like Minecraft with my housemate and stuff. I don't like the one thing that I do if I have free time. The games that I like love getting into are things like roguelikes and roguelites and tower defense and those sorts of things.
Oh, tower defense is so hard.
It's so hard.
Yeah. I like them because they require tactical thinking, but it's not like constant. You don't have to be on the whole time.
But you're also the guy that anyone who makes a roguelite should send to see how easy it is to break the game. Like, I've seen you play some roguelites before, and I'm like, why? Like, what are you doing? And, like, because you make them so easy compared to how they're supposed to be.
I don't know why. This is why I like Pathfinder and D&D. Like, specifically Pathfinder for me, though, is because I love finding what the...
Exploits.
I like taking a concept and seeing how far I can take that concept. You may have noticed that in my characters. I take a concept and roll with it. And I just love that. And that's what I like about roguelikes is usually you have things pop up and you have to make do. And that's what I try. But yeah, I'm not part of any community. I just don't have the time, unfortunately, with uni and everything.
And that's why I'll never play Stellaris with you again.
that was one game.
Exactly.
That's all it takes, bro.
I did the same thing, yeah.
All right, Marshall?
Look, I'm vanilla as hell when it comes to, like, gaming. This is my kink at the moment.
D&D and...
Yeah, but that's it. Like, this is the penultimate for me. So I guess, like... More than anything, though, like everyone should know, I've only recently learned how to play Settlers of Catan, and I've been loving it. Like I've always wanted to play it, and had a big few games of Catan over the weekend. Got some good commodity trading going, some nice roads. But the thing I've really valued lately is I've had like an online friend for like 5 years who I used to play this horrible game, Heroes of the Storm, with.
Oh.
Yeah, right.
You mean
trash.
The game that I met you with?
Yeah, yeah, the exact game. It's a shameful part of my past. There's a lot of years. But I realized the other day that I've been playing games with this guy for like 5 years through that. And now we play Total War Warhammer together. And we just have we've had a multiplayer campaign running for almost like 6 months or something now. And just every time we get a chance, when we get a chance, we jump on and do that together. And it's like, I love that I know little bits about this guy's life, but we've never met before, and I never want to. Like, no, enough to make it weird, I think. But you know, like, given the time frame, but I don't think we'll ever meet each other, and I'm really cool with that. Like,
yeah, the perfect friendship.
Everyone knows meeting your friends ruins them.
Yeah, right. Meeting them in person, unless they're hot, mad. Yeah, exactly.
That makes it even worse, young man.
Unless they ruin the friendship. Unless they're hot.
Then it ruins
the friendship, and then you want...
I don't know. I mean, if you play D&D with them, you just stare at them across the table all day, and it's great.
And you're like,
you
know?
I've never had that.
Quit calling me out. I sit across from John to your back.
Isn't that why Liam made me sit next to him? Yeah. So I can't look.
Liam's at the head of the table. We're all next to him.
We're all staring at him, yeah. Stupid sexy friends.
Anyway, I believe last session... Yeah, stupid sexy Tarok all the time.
Still waiting for fanfic of that, please.
No, it's been posted already.
Oh, okay.
The fanfic of Tarok. Not fanfic, sorry. The actual, like, proper photo
Yeah,
of Tarok.
I'm saying I want a meme of Tarok with the butt turned around that says super sexy Tarok.
Flanders style.
Exactly.
Speaking of stupid sexy Tarok, we ended last episode with a specific wording from a specific character hiding in the jungles, which was...
That's Asmodeus' vengeance upon you!
And the rest of you looking into this jungle with no one being able to see where he was because, unfortunately, Marcelo lost sight of him when he forgot how to breathe.
Yeah. Wait, I mean...
At this point in time, the Heimlich isn't working, unfortunately, Tarok.
What the fuck's going on here? I'm not gonna, like, I might start detecting. I'm gonna lay him down. Like, relax, boy, just relax. Stop trying to breathe so hard. This will give you a little bit more, and I'm just gonna slap him and cast a bear's endurance on him. You know, if whatever's happening to him is gonna take his breath away, this will help you hold your breath a little bit longer. Just stay calm. Just stay calm.
Right. More importantly, Marcelo, you obviously, like, the edges of your vision.
May I also say something as well?
Yeah, go.
To Osiris, whatever you're doing to him, please stop. We can work this out. I'll double up. You get con for a while.
Yeah, so you...
What, plus four con?
Plus four con, so yeah.
Plus two to the amount of rounds before you pass
and
out.
Plus eight, you get double your con.
Plus,
so.
Yeah.
Eight. So you can survive holding your breath for double your con rounds. So that's an extra eight rounds.
Huzzah! Mm-hmm.
And so while that happens, like, you look into the jungle, you scream out to Torsias. Torsias, you're seeing them all doing this. I want to know your plan of action. Like, what? Like, are you trying to just slip back into the? Because it's morning light, right? Keeping in mind, you are on the side of the island. The sunlight is streaming into the jungle, but behind you, the canopy is so thick that the jungle is basically black. If you want to step backwards into the jungle, you can disappear.
Yeah, look, I've been thinking about this, and like, as much as as a player, I don't want to do this. The character has just been assaulted, accused. Someone tried to get inside his head. Like, as much as a player, I hate the idea of splitting the party and doing that. I cannot see the character, and I don't want to be like that guy. I'm trying very hard to show them I'm not that, like, trying to do that. It's just, it doesn't make sense for this character to do anything else.
I love that someone's splitting
the party. Split the party.
Any sense for him not to leg it, because he knows he's seen Callista fight. Callista can fuck him up. He's seen Marcelo mind control people. Like he's the only person in this party without any special powers. Think about it that way. He's just a dude.
I mean,
with not necessarily saw you've seen Marcelo do anything.
He's mind controlled things and made them let go.
Getting eaten.
Getting eaten and stabbed some guys.
He's forbidden actions and, like, give me that person and those sorts of things. Heaps. Against creatures that you shouldn't be able to do that with, you know? So, yeah, he's, like, I know he's good at what he does with the crossbow, but all he is a guy with the bow. So
again, I'm still not sure your character is smart enough to realize it was
get out of that.
But
you'll have lots of explaining to do later.
He literally said, like, I can put trick magic on you and then shake my hand. Like, we've had this conversation.
He's put tricks on you.
He's freaking out, and I think the only thing that makes sense is to get away from the people that could brutalize slash mind control him slash bring him to the light, which is probably the most terrifying.
So, assuming you're moving at half speed because you're trying to be stealthy,
I'm not even going to make you
roll at that point in time because you, at this point in time, you are about 50 feet back into this thick jungle.
I'd have total concealment by then. I don't even have to roll for stealth, do I? Right. Yeah.
You are done and dusted. No one can see you as long as you are purposely, like, trying to hide and you're not popping up and taking pot shots.
Oh, I've got no reason to shoot them. I'm terrified for my own life.
We're going to slip out of combat rounds. Marcelo. Can I get a fort save, please?
Oh, dear.
Oh, no.
Wait, a plus two?
Oh, no. Yeah, that's still only an 11.
Oh, boy.
So, about a minute later, you feel this tight iron bands that were wrapped around your chest loosen, and you can finally draw in breath again.
And during that 1 minute, I would imagine, because Tarok is dealing with that, and I trust Tarok to, you know, heal whatever the heck has happened, Callista will continue yelling into the jungle. Because she can't see Tarsius, but she'll yell constantly, like, you horrible coward, you piece of shit. We trusted you to look after all of us while you sleep, and this is how you repay us. You know, run away like the coward you are. And she's just yelling into God knows what.
Hurling abuse into the darkness.
I'll catch my breath and be like, what the fuck was that?
Telling me what the fuck is going on here? What the fuck did you two do?
I just tried to cast some simple mind suggestion spell on him just to get him to come back here, but clearly it didn't work.
Why? What happened?
I don't know.
Well, he's guilty. He ran off.
Guilty of what?
Of making all those seagull things over there.
What are you talking about?
Well, who else could have made it? They're right there by our campsite.
And I look at this like, but why do you think he did it?
Well, who else would have done it?
I don't know, the bloody natives.
Yes, but he was on guard. He was on guard duty. He would have saw that.
While they're talking, I'm going to walk over to the birds. And just, I want to inspect them to see if there's anything that might look like crossbow wounds on the birds.
Okay.
Crossbolt wounds. Like, are they sharp? Like, what looks like killed them? Is there any signs of injury on the birds?
They look like they've had their throat slit and blood drained, but no...
No small no crossbow punctures.
Trust me, on a bird, crossbow wound, not so small.
Yeah. If you get a bird with a crossbow, you have a splatter.
Yeah, you don't have a bird.
You don't really have much like, of a
bird. This isn't a hunting bow. It's a heavy crossbow.
Yeah,
they could have been big birds. You don't know.
Yeah, no. They all seem to have their...
There's terror birds on this.
They are pretty large seagulls, to be fair. But no, they look like they've all had their neck broken then slit.
Fair enough. Well, I just...
What? Broken and slit. How the fuck do you break it?
Then slit.
Well, first you gotta catch it.
Bare hands.
Callista, that is somewhat of a tenuous link. You know, just because he was awake and then the things were there doesn't mean he did it. Although, you're right. Why did he run away?
Exactly. He did run away. I woke him up and I was gonna grab... I grabbed him because I thought that if he did do it, he would run away. And he did. He ran away. And I can't believe he went out of my grip. He was just too fast. I think I was stunned. I didn't think he was going to run away, too.
I come rubbing my neck. And
he is a coward. What did you expect?
I know, but if even as a coward, for him to...
Maybe a coward, but these birds don't look like something he'd kill. Like, there's no sign of injury of any of these birds. I don't think they'd survive a crossbow bolt. Callista, what did you say to him before he ran off?
Well, I asked him if he did it.
And then you said he slipped out of your grasp. Did he say anything before you grabbed him?
Well, I don't remember, but he just said that I was crazy, and I asked him if he did it, and he wasn't listening, and he ran off.
But like, look, I don't like him any more than you guys do, but I don't think he killed these birds, and I don't know why he ran off, honestly. But Callista, you can be kind of scary, but I mean, I'm not in particularly any hurry to go chasing after him either. So, what we do from this point is really up to you. I say good riddance.
I suppose. I'm just disappointed. We trusted him with a lot of things, you know? Fighting behind us with that crossbow, that hand crossbow of his. Well, large, whatever it's called. And watching over us while we slept.
It doesn't.
I mean, we put so much trust in him, and here he is running off the first moment.
I mean, you can be rather scary, Callista. Not to me, you know, but I can understand why.
I wasn't being scared. I was just asking if he did it. And I grabbed him so he wouldn't run away.
Who cares? Are we going to move on or not? Are we going down this road?
Where the hell did you come from, Avner?
You still have that silence spell going again. Yeah.
Someone spoke so loudly, you woke me up. And at this point in time, we may as well move on.
Nothing to see here, Avner. Just go pamper yourself for a little bit. We'll be done soon. The adults are talking.
Where's that other one? That proper soldier?
Right, maybe we should leave. Well, look, we can't just leave him out there. This place is dangerous. This doesn't make sense, you know. Why would he fight beside us for all this time to just erect some strange monument to his twisted god?
Well, I mean, it's been a long time since we were up on ground. Maybe he needs to do this all the time and he never got a chance. Maybe he was meant to do it when we just reached land and we never got the time for it.
Think about it, Callista. It's coming up from the road in front of us. Why would he put it in front of us? If anything, it looks more like a barrier or a warding.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know much about Asmodeus. You know more about Asmodeus.
There is nothing about this in the text about Asmodeus.
I mean, that's only what you
absolutely
know. Maybe he
no
knows
relation
more
whatsoever. I've read the Windsong Testaments. I know what they say.
All right. Well, fine. If he comes back, I'll apologize. But I still don't think he should have run off like that.
No, it seemed a bit.
It's clearly, something. Maybe he's done something else that he's worried that we've found out.
That seemed rather unusual.
How frustrating. Right when we started to trust him.
Hang on a sec. Did you try and fuck with his mind, Marcelo?
I asked him to come back here with a simple suggestion spell.
See, I'm not just the problem.
He was running into the woods like some feral creature.
Meanwhile, in the thick jungle around the
camp, oh no.
Tosias is pushing through the undergrowth slowly. His heavy crossbow pointed back towards the camp proper. The weight of the hours he spent watching over the rest of the party weighing down on him, because realistically he got about less than 10 minutes worth of sleep before he was rudely awakened. The fatigue starts weighing on you, Torsius. But you know you're far enough away that at this point in time, there's not a very high likelihood anyone would A, push into the forest, jungle, or B, find you. There's a choice amount of trees around you if you want to go up, or there's enough hidden undergrowth that you could hide below it if you want to take your rest time.
Yeah, I've seen terror birds. I think up's the way to go. See, if I'm far enough away from the camp that I know they I can't hear her screaming at me anymore.
Yeah.
Crazy.
So the voices themselves, the voices themselves are dulled by the distance. You can't hear really any sound apart from the sound of bugs and birds around you.
Of the terror variety or the normal variety?
No, just normal tropical birds. You can easily climb up one of the trees near and rest your head. They're all quite thick, but with your climb skill, or slash boots, I'm going to make it roll.
I mean, if I take 10, I get a 20, so...
Yeah.
Sweet. So yeah, I'll probably make my way up one of the trees then. I need like an hour and a half of nap, and then I'll be back to normal.
You need your... Basically, you're woken up within the first 5 minutes. You need your full 2 hours.
2 hours then. Like, I know you can go longer into the fatigue condition, but at this stage, it's more of a, like, I'm going to stay on watch and see if anyone comes after me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So...
So you kind
He's definitely pulled double shifts before and stuff.
Oh,
so,
yeah, for sure. Yeah. But you also, right now, at this point in time, are by yourself in an unknown jungle.
You know, he wants some space to get up and think about stuff, and he'll probably nap for a little bit until he feels rest and then move on or something. Sweet. So, yeah.
Meanwhile, the bickering at camp still continuing. Excuse me? I'm really sorry to interject with the, discussion. Do you want us to break camp, or are we staying here for another day? Just asking because those
old camp.
Those birds are a little unnerving.
Aren't they? Too many things at once. I hold camp for a bit, Amella. I don't think we should push forward yet. We need to find bloody Torsias the Chalaxian's lost his mind. He's gone running off into the jungle.
Honestly, that's probably the best idea. Ural, are we in any rush? Can we wait a little bit to see if he comes back?
I wouldn't say a rush, per se, but, I mean, these cliffs aren't exactly safe, I wouldn't want to say. You see those, and it kind of points out to the west where there's this, like, mountain range that spurs out into the ocean. So apparently, the natives say there's, what's the terminology for it? Clans, I think, is what they prefer to go by. Clans of gargoyles live out on that peninsula. And they do somewhat like to harass people who travel this road. So the natives prefer to take this as fast a trot as physically possible, is I think what they were saying. Again, some of the words get lost in translation, but I think the one thing I remember exactly saying was, don't stay on the road too long. But if you want, we can...
Kind of looks out towards that peninsula. Stay.
Tara looks very pensive for a while.
And hope they haven't seen us yet. Because we did have a campfire last night, so... In hindsight, potentially should have said this earlier.
Well, yeah, of course you should have.
Oh, well, I'm so forgetful in my old age. A couple of centuries will do that to you. Apologies.
I suppose.
Tari looks at the rising sun. 1 hour. Can we spare 1 hour?
Well, I can't see anything coming.
He kind of like squints towards the rising sun.
But I'd say... What are the two of you? I don't think we should leave him here.
Well, can't you do that thing where you talk to Lady Lavinia. I say Landerborn.
I mean, I would be able to if I had prepared that this morning in my rituals, but I have not.
Okay, well, I guess then we could hope that he comes back. But I'm sure, regardless, he knows that the only way to civilization would be going the same path. Eventually we'll bump into him again, won't we? And surely he's smart enough, even though he's an idiot,
I mean,
to perhaps go parallel to the road that we're walking.
But if he's off there by himself when he's scared and paranoid and he has that crossbow, I'd like to see him before we come into contact with him again. And there's plenty of places to hide in that jungle there. If he really has lost it and turned on us, as you say, Callista, we should find him and get him under control sooner rather than later. I don't wish to wake to a crossbow bolt in your chest or mine.
Well, I mean, it wouldn't kill me, like it. that's true. I wouldn't want any of us getting attacked. At least not... Even... Not the younger ones as well. They wouldn't. All right.
I think we give him 1 hour. If we wait any longer, we risk getting attacked by whatever those things Ural was talking about. But we can't risk the whole group just for this stranger, basically.
He's not a stranger. He's fought beside us before.
It's been a week. Two.
And a week or two of... You know, I've formed friendships with people in less time. You know, I'm not particularly fond of his ideology or his manner, but by the gods, if he isn't useful,
by that ideology of money, you mean worships the devil?
Yes, but, you know, fools have been changed before.
Well,
just because people have the wrong idea doesn't mean it can't be changed.
Well, you have 1 hour. Okay. I'll go make sure I try and not spot if any of these savages come.
No, you can help them
before it's too late.
All right. Well, I can help you, Torak, since I guess I might have sent off possibly the wrong message. Do you want me to go in and yell sorry until he comes out?
Do you have your emotions in check, girl?
Of course, I always do.
But raise an eyebrow.
But since you said those seagulls weren't killed by crossbow bolts, fine. I guess I should have
checked. We don't know he wasn't
first.
Involved yet. We'll give him the benefit of the doubt.
But still, those weird sleeping hours, it's everything's weird. Mm-hmm. And he doesn't explain it either.
So,
well, I'm going in. If I'm not back in an hour, Marcelo, take them along the road.
So the two of you,
I'm going into the jungle,
and Callista are diving into the depths of the jungle to try and find Dorsos.
Yep.
Marcelo is staying at camp to help keep calm.
You wanted a split party.
Pretty much.
Can I get a perception check from those two who are going in?
Sure. Yes.
25.
And 11.
Cool. I rolled yours. Your stealth, don't worry about it.
Do you know my mod?
Yep.
Tosias!
Tosias! I'm kinda sorry! Sorry! Can we talk? I'll try not to grab you. Josias.
Josias, don't be a fool.
And as their voices echo through
slashing through the jungle with my
cutting
flaming
vines,
scimitar.
Cutting trees. Josias sits up a tall tree.
Gum tree?
Gum tree.
Mary King of the Bush is he? Laugh, Josias, laugh.
It sits up the top of a very tall tree, kind of nestled in a fork, where he can comfortably sleep away for the next 2 hours. In his dream, he stands on the deck of a ship. Behind him, he hears the door of the captain's quarters open.
There you are. So long ago you signed your life away to me. And now you try to slip through your contract.
Before you stands a man, a muscular man with red skin, cloven hooves and black hair, with thick goat horns kind of curling from the top of his head. He's surrounded by a pale nimbus of flame. And in his hand, he bears a contract which you very much remember, suddenly born in your skull. A contract you signed when you were but a wee cabin boy upon a ship many years ago. You thought you would get away by crossing an ocean. To Osias, do you not know who I am?
My dark prince.
And he bows down, obviously, like, prostrates himself. I would never believe that I would get out of the contract. That's never what I planned.
And yet, here you stand, upon a foreign isle, running from the contract you signed to be one of my navy, one of my soldiers on the material plane.
Running to get back to you, my liege. This is the only place that would have any kind of ships coming through so I could make it back. There was no other option.
You feel a presence behind you. And you turn and you see that there is a pale man that stands upon the deck. A thick dark beard flows down his naked chest. And he wears a long robe that seems to conceal everything about him apart from that beard. He throws it back, and you're almost blinded by the brilliant gold headdress that he wears. The beautiful plumage that grows out of this headdress seems to almost like go down to his feet behind him. He has thick golden bracelets, anklets, and around his waist, he wears this beautiful plume of feathers. Around his neck, he sits a necklace, a conch shell. And it almost seems like, even though there is no wind upon the vessel, these feathers blow upon an unknown breeze. Throws his hands forward, and these serpents with wings shoot out from his hand, tearing the contract apart in Asmodeus's hands. And Asmodeus looks shocked and bewildered at this turn of events. He just stands there, his mouth agape, as these serpents become larger, wrapping themselves around the ship you're on, between you and Asmodeus, tearing the ship in half like a kraken's tentacles. As Asmodeus floats off into the darkness away from you, you're left on the deck of this ship with this being, and you turn back, and its forked tongue flicks towards you.
You have come.
And you wake to the scream. You hear the cries echoing away from you. You've slept for about an hour at this point in time, and you can hear the people below you searching for you.
So I woke to, "You will be mine."
And you hear, "Tosias, Tosias,
from Tosias, whatever you've done, it can be forgiven. Trust me."
Yeah, we'll talk about it. I'm sorry. I'm sure you didn't do anything terrible.
I rolled a natural 19, and the only thing that makes sense is the most blood-curdling scream of fear he's ever held in his life.
You can both roll me a perception check, please.
Just...
Five. 24.
You hear that. 100%. Yeah. You can...
Callista!
With that
this
roll,
way.
You can geo-position him. Yep.
What?
It's over there.
Because the beauty is, like, you move further into the jungle than he moved to sleep.
Yep.
So you can definitely...
So it's like, behind
it's
you.
It's behind you back towards the camp.
That's terrifying.
Oh, gods. Oh. Wait. Wait, which way did we come in? Which way's up?
Do you guys have survival?
Callista, where are we?
There's no sun in here, you said. Do they have survival?
That's true.
I've got survival.
He doesn't have Fuck. Survival. He has enough that I'm not going to make him roll on what east is.
You're too nice.
This way. I think I heard him.
You heard him?
That squeal?
Oh, no. I guess I was yelling too loud.
It couldn't have been you.
I suppose not. All right, come on.
Let's go to warm
he's just... Wait, if he's screaming... Let's walk a bit slower. If he's screaming, maybe he's in trouble and we can save him. Mm-hmm. And then he'll be even more thankful.
Josiah, stay where you are.
I'm kidding. Let's go. Mm-hmm. And I'll jog after you.
Can I get a perception?
We're coming.
You, Josiah, please.
No, I roll shit. 22.
Not exactly.
That's very good.
The burning pain means you look down at your forearm and you see that there is like this thin, rudimentary tattoo of a winged serpent burned into your flesh. It's not even a tattoo, it's a brand almost.
What's with you with branding my characters? Boss had a brand. You had a brand.
You did that yourself.
Size as a brand.
But it's like this. But
it sounds like Brad.
But
you,
it's not,
you guys should see what they get up to when we go home.
It's not just a brand though, it's outlined with like tattoo ink. But it just suddenly appears on your right forearm. It's not large. It's quite small, about maybe 3 inches in size. But, yeah, this small coiled snake with feathered wings.
And it hurts?
That's what woke you up. This branding / tattoo appearing in your flesh. It's like a mix of the two.
I feel I'm in a safe little nook right now, right?
Yeah.
For the first time in a very, very, very long time, he's going to roll up into the fetal position. And he's literally just going to, like, hug himself. He just saw his god, who he worships because he worships him, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Rebuffed? And something said, you are mine. He's
not just rebuffed. Expelled,
away. Yeah. He's terrified so much more than anything he's ever experienced in his life. This is, like, terrifying to him, you know what I mean? Because Asmodeus says something of, like, you worship and fear in equal measure, you know? It's the wrathful side of gods, you know? But he's a mess right now. He's going to be silently just curled up in a ball, trembling.
How long are you guys going to search for?
We said an hour.
Mm.
Unfortunately, the end of that hour comes, you walk back towards that, and you don't manage to find Torsai's.
Why the bloody hell is he? I swear I heard him over here, Callista.
Well, if he did, he should be here. And I'll call out. Okay, well, how about one last lap? I can move pretty quick.
I mean, I'm gonna look at his, like, with the time, Callista. We said an hour. The sun has passed.
Yeah, Tarek looks at his watch.
Oh. Yeah.
It's a sundial.
It's a little sundial.
Big sundial in his arm and points it out.
With no sun in the jungle. Yeah.
Beautiful. Okay.
Why do you think I cast daylight everywhere? I always get my sundial going.
He makes it whatever time he wants.
All right, fine. One last one. Torsaius, I'm sorry. Come back.
Yeah,
damn it.
Sorry.
There's gargoyles. Good luck if you don't. Fuck.
They wait for a minute.
And then we walk off.
I feel like they've probably missed me by now, because they're heading towards the sound and you guys kept on going, because I assume you missed the tree.
Yeah, yeah.
Because there was no sign that it had climbed that.
Mm. So. You've been yelling out to the sound.
They missed you.
He would be a mess right now.
Yep. Also, you need an extra hour of sleep.
Oh, did I fall back asleep then?
You would have to at some point.
Yeah.
Do you?
Curls back up and just passes out.
He's in the hands of the gods now, Callista.
Apparently
not. Yeah, not a very good god, but
the
sure.
The hands of something.
You're definitely in the hands of god. The gods. Not a singular one.
Yeah. Oh, dear.
All right.
But this was good. At least we tried.
So you guys make it back to camp probably about an hour and a half after you left at this point in time.
What the bloody hell took you so long? You said an hour.
Well, we might have gotten sort of lost, maybe. Not really.
Oh,
dear.
Well, Tarok said he heard something and we didn't find anyone.
I did. I heard it scream, like a squeal, like a little pig that's been stabbed, you know?
I didn't hear it, and I have excellent hearing.
I look at myself.
She doesn't.
Well, that sounds interesting, but you didn't find him.
Blood curdling. No, I couldn't find him. We yelled. We carried on. Callista apologized profusely.
I really did.
She was practically prostrating herself before him.
Okay, no, not that far, but mm-hmm. You know, if anyone asks, maybe.
You two are weird.
Has he run off into the jungle then?
Yes.
We're just going to assume he's abandoned us.
Yes. If we see him again, we'll kill him on sight.
That's completely fair and reasonable. I'm not going to lie. When someone abandons ship, we do the same thing. If they, 100%.
I wish it weren't so, but I don't think we can trust him, not in this dangerous place. Not with that crossbow either. You've seen how he fires.
Yes, no, we should definitely push him straight over the cliff if he comes back. No questions asked. Don't even talk to him. Just push him straight over.
Yeah, unless he says something like, sorry.
I think I can take at least one of those crossbow bolts.
Tell you what, Gov, I'll take him straight out. Cut that crossbow string. Bing! Gone. He's done. He's done right up there.
Where did you come from, Timmy?
Hey, I'm always here, right? I'm always here.
Don't do that to me.
Rock, like, steps another, like, an awkward, like, uncomfortable foot away from Timmy. Just like, what's something wrong with that boy?
He knows too much.
Something wrong with all of you. You've all lost it today.
Something wrong with us, Marcelo.
Yes. For once, I am the one that's sounding most sane. And that should be saying something.
And your eyes flash red.
Damn straight. Move your ass.
Mm-hmm. All right, I think this
I
just...
like this new you.
So assuming everyone broke down air. Camp while
yeah.
Yeah.
You guys were gone.
And then...
You start to head off, I guess. Mm-hmm. And you continue walking, I guess, for the rest of the day south? Are you preparing anything in particular, knowing that there might be some gargoyles coming in from the peninsula to the west?
Or... Well, I've already done all my spell stuff for the day, so no.
I would have put tricks on everyone as we're walking.
Right, so you've got tricks on...
I was going to just put tricks on Callista, Tarok, and Ural.
Ooh.
Ural.
Yeah.
Ural.
What about Avner?
Fuck.
No. He's going to trick Avner.
I make Avner blind.
All right, so you slow your speed to 10 feet per round. All right, and you keep traveling south. The roadway, as well carved as it is, still follows the route of the cliff face, basically. It continues south. You see like the scattered remains of ruined buildings in the coves that occasionally drop off. You see the ruins of maybe some primitive elevators or lifts, basically, that may have led down to some of these villages, but the villages themselves are either burnt out or just completely like destroyed by the sea and time. And you continue your journey south. Can I get a perception check from everybody, apart from Tosias, who is still who spent an hour sleeping before following them all?
Maybe.
In a second. We'll get that.
28.
29.
Nine.
Everyone but Callista.
Callista's like short-sighted. Right? She's like totally cross-eyed.
Yeah. Yep. If it's in front of me, then my punch.
She needs some glasses. Everyone but Callista sees the road ahead of them.
Her headband just keeps slipping down.
Yeah. The horns aren't holding it up. Yeah.
Lots of wax in the ears. Yeah.
But yeah, basically, you don't see any threats coming in. The jungle continues to follow you south. On the west side of the roadway, and the cliff undulates between 40 feet from the water to 80 feet from the water as you continue. So there's some uphills, downhills.
But all around hills.
You continue traveling south as the day continues on. Torsias, you wake up definitely not very well rested after your 2 hours of fitful sleep. How's Tosias feeling? Especially when he looks down at his right arm and sees this serpent with bird wings burned into his forearm.
Let me just make a quick knowledge religion check. Oh, wait.
Nope. No idea.
He's going to, like, prostrate himself in this nook of this tree and just be like, My Dark Lord, please do not forsake your servant at this time. I have always maintained the contract. Don't leave me here. You wouldn't renege on your side of the deal. I won't renege on mine. Talk to me, please.
And usually in the few times you've done this, you feel this, like, sense of calm.
Oh, he's never had to do this before in his life.
No, but, like, when you signed, you felt this sense of, like, knowing, right?
Oh, he's always known he's there. This is why he's so terrified. He's never tried to talk to Asmodeus. Never felt like he had any reason to. Because he was following the contract and expected it to follow, and now he feels like there's not there anymore.
And you still feel like it's not.
Please, my lord.
You get no answer. How long would you reasonably stay there doing this? I'm imagining at least 1 or 2 hours.
At least. Like, he would probably go through this, like, cycle. This spiraling cycle of begging, and then, honestly, with him, after a while, it would probably transition into cursing. Yeah. It would go from you wouldn't do this to your servant to what kind of god are you? The god of contracts who won't even respond to a contract giver who is begging to follow his contract. You know, what kind of god of deals are you who cannot, you know, follow through to the word of the law?
Because nothing could ever go wrong by bad mouthing Asmodeus.
Not bad mouthing, but being like, this is what you stand for. How could you forsake me? You know what I mean?
Where are you, Daddy?
Puppy. You know, like, if there's one thing the devil is known for, it's that he does the letter of the deal. At no point has he ever heard of anyone getting out of a contract.
Yep.
And especially with someone who wants to be in the contract. It's the fucked up thing.
Yeah. And so you spend probably 2 hours doing this until finally you climb down from your tree.
Covered in snot.
Scattered around the base of the tree. Is this scorched circle littered atop it is this torn up paper.
I gather all the paper.
And you would need to spend hours upon hours to piece it back together.
I will gather my paper and try and rebuild my contract. Is it, like, even possible to put back together?
You don't know. Meanwhile, the rest of you have spent the better part of at least 6 hours, so 4 hours gathering a contract, or 6 hours traveling south on the roadway. Taking into account that's 2 hours in the morning wasted trying to find Tulsias, it's about 2 o'clock in the afternoon at this point in time.
I must say, Callista, I am rather disappointed.
Well, I think we all are.
I mean, I really felt like there was a hope for that man, as obnoxious as he was. You know? I mean, can you imagine that? If I'd brought someone back from the fold, from the very clutches of Asmodeus, would have been my crowning glory.
Didn't you already do that with that vagabond we had captured on the boat?
I mean, sure, yeah. Rowena, sure, that was something, but she wasn't one of Asmodeus's, you know? That's the creme de la creme, Marcello.
I see.
They're like Gold Star evildoers.
Why did you say Gold Star, mate?
Timmy, where did you come from?
Again, being here the whole time.
Timmy's always there, Marcello.
Don't you buy into this, Tarok. I know he's up to something.
Look, you got to remember, there's me, Uru, Amela, and what's that prick's name?
Athna?
That one. That's the guy.
Yes.
We're traveling with you. Oh, also those other two.
Yes, kids. Lucas and Corbin, they're right here.
Yep. Those two little bastards.
Jesus, give me some room, man. I didn't. You're crowding my space.
But you know, occasionally.
Yes,
I'm gonna,
yes, we get it.
No, I'm going to walk up and I'm going to hear what you're saying. I'm going to chime in. Yeah. That's the nature of traveling, mate. Don't know why you keep being surprised, mate. I'm still a bit shocked at it. Look,
it's a private conversation.
The others make noise, Timmy. You just come out of nowhere.
Oh, you're expecting me to like crunch the dirt and stuff?
No, I'm expecting you to have some social manners. There's basic things we as humanoids do.
I look for the expression on his face when he says humanoid.
Exactly.
Sense motive, baby.
I chose my words.
22, 23.
What are you, Timmy?
Yeah. He recognizes humanoids, but he's like,
but does he blink at all?
Maybe you should just be a bit polite and just include other people in conversation when you walk in near him. How about that?
Well, Timmy, come here. I was just saying that I'm disappointed I didn't get to turn that prick back to the light. You know, he seems to have abandoned us.
Light, dark, what's everything? What do we know?
Well, everything is everything, obviously.
Are you really indulging him?
Some people would say everything is nothing, but you know.
But nothing is everything. So.
Exactly, you know, like, but no one thing is everything. No, everything is no one thing, you know?
Well, a bit of you asked a priest of Abadar, they'll tell you that nothing is nothing, and gold is everything, and they're also wrong.
I don't think they'd say the gold is everything. They just seem to really like it.
Well, yeah.
I mean, you know, like, I like the sun, but I don't think the sun is everything, right?
Yeah, but if it was gone, we'd all be dead.
I mean, yeah, maybe.
So it's everything, really.
Well, no, because it's not everything. Because if you
can't be a priest of Gosray, there's
no
sun.
Stop. But if there was just sun, we'd be dead as well, right?
Yeah, but then we could, like, go to another plane, maybe.
Yeah, but I mean, like, we could go to another plane if the sun wasn't here as well, so.
Yeah, true. But gold is pretty close to everything, right? You can get everything with gold, you can't get everything with no gold.
I mean, maybe, but, like, you know, the gold's another step, you know, it's another extra abstraction there, right? You know, gold itself doesn't really have that much value here.
Is this really a pertinent conversation to to what we're dealing with? Timmy, this is why we don't invite you to these conversations.
But more, I'm just asking, how much is this gold necklace? And he pulls out one of the gold necklaces from, like, the crypt that you guys, like, got attacked by.
Yeah, that was mine, and I pat it down. I'd say, and I snatch it from, and I say it's worth 300 gold pieces, if you need
back,
to know.
I kneel down and go, Timmy. Have you ever heard the story of how Saren Rae smote down Rovagug with the help of all of her friends, the Super Adventure Club?
Yeah, the Super Adventure Club also included Asmodeus, though, for memory.
Yes, I know. And that was one of the instances where this prick could actually work with the others and be useful. You see?
You're the prick, Timmy.
So I can be useful is what you're saying?
Well, I was more for referring to old Tarsius here, but you
yeah,
too,
but he's
man.
Saying I can be useful, is what he's saying.
I said you're a prick.
I'm going to take that. I'm going to run with it.
Pricks can be useful.
Good, run, run along now. What are we going to do about camp?
Oh, well, I thought we were talking about using gold to buy Tarsius. What? Well, weren't we trying to get him away from Asmodeus and we'll use gold? So I got a bit lost.
Marcelo has a stroke.
It was nothing. We said nothing. Heathens, the lot of you. Callista, do you reckon you could take Timmy under your wing with the other children?
Well, I'm tried, a bit worried but every him. Time I blink, he just... He's next to you guys again.
Mama Calista.
Yes, what's wrong?
Why does that bad man back there keep saying you guys don't know what you're talking about?
Oh, well, you see, sometimes when people don't know what they're talking about, they start saying other people don't know what they're talking about.
But that man says the one who ran into the jungle knows more than you.
Is this Corbin? Which
you know, maybe next time you can tell Mr. Avner that maybe he should run into the jungles too, all right, when no one else is looking.
He's saying that we should all go into the jungle and leave you three and get protection from Mr. Tosias because he knows more than you guys.
I see red. My eyes are on fire right now. I'm like, Corbin, you little scamp.
That's what Mr. Avner is saying.
Okay, well, thank you for telling me. We're definitely not going to do that because it's a lot safer on the road here where we can actually see the people who are trying to attack us. If we enter the jungle, that's going to be a lot more difficult, all right? And we don't really know what lives in there. We're taking a safe path, so don't listen to what Avner says. He's an idiot. I might deal with him when it gets dark, okay? So don't worry about it. Here, walk in front of me.
Became my way to that. Mummy kiss, sir.
And I have them walk in front. Yeah. But not, so but still behind.
The movement
like,
speed halves.
Corbin and Lucas walk in front of you.
Yeah.
Throwing glasses back behind you at Avner, who is in whispered conversation with Mella at this point in time.
Mm.
Do I notice that?
Probably possession.
I know, I won't.
Oh my god, and that one.
Oh no.
13.
Nope.
Damn.
But I'll probably... I would, after walking a while, I'll probably then overtake the boys and talk to... Because I imagine Tarok's at the front.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll go, Tarok,
by this point in time, it's about 4 in the afternoon.
Mm.
Callista, how does he know?
What? How does he know what?
How does he know all the stories?
All right, we talk pretty loudly. I'm sure he's hearing to this now. So,
No, there's something up with that boy, trust me.
Lucas and Corbin have informed me that apparently Avner has been talking to Mella about sneaking off into the forest and joining up with Tarsius. Not quite sure what the kids meant by that. I thought maybe you could talk to them. Because I really don't think I can deal
with to talk to the
more
kids?
Things. No, not the kids. No.
I'm here, Mella. Let me tell you a story.
I pick up my kids. No, talk to Mella. Not them. But I just... You know, maybe I'm too scary again and you're going to run away screaming and you can go talk to... Like,
oh, I suppose so. Yep. I mean, should I bring Marcelo with me? He seems to have that, you know, that silver tongue.
I turn around, Marcelo's probably like right there. You're probably right
there.
Turn
around, he's like picking his nose, pulled out, flicking it away.
Doing a little lick and then flicking it.
Yeah.
Yeah, salty.
Like what? Yeah. We're gonna go talk to Avner. And I'm like cracking my fingers.
Actually, wait,
like,
maybe I shouldn't take it. No, Callista had a story that she really wanted to tell you.
Oh, Callista's stories.
Very well, Callista, what happened now?
And then he makes an illusionary double himself.
Well, there was once when I was in Magnemar.
One time in
this
Magnemar.
This one time in Magnemar.
Someone said that you know, the lights were on upstairs, but no one was home, and I didn't really get it.
I thought it was going to be about a girl showing you how to use a certain monk weapon. Anyway.
Hey, it's not episode 69 anymore.
It can be episode 69 whenever we want.
We can take our minds out of the gutter.
We
you
can.
You really can't.
But we don't want to.
All right. We'll come up.
All right. So you turn around.
Apparently there's word of a mutiny. Yeah, so did Marcelo.
So you're heading back towards
Avner and thingy. Oh, wait, actually, no. Let's play a power move. Let's not wed back to them. Let's wait for them to catch up to us.
Right, so
let's
you
just
stand
walk
there.
Slowly, just sort of looking out into the jungle.
Trust me, Marcel, I've done this one before. Like, looking real casual, leaning against a tree.
Yeah, I'll follow your lead. I like this. Good cop, bad cop.
Yeah.
And you guys are kind of leaning against a tree trunk, waiting for Avner and Amela and Ural, who's actually lagging behind them, like drawing like pictures of like trees and leaves and stuff to catch up with you. Meanwhile, after many fitful 10-minute gaps of sleep, you wake up.
I thought I was getting the contract.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, you were. You were grabbing the contract up. The burnt contract. Takes about an hour to gather all of the cindered remains of that contract.
And then a few hours to try and reassemble it, is that right?
Oh, you're trying to reassemble it as well.
That's what we said.
Yeah. In which case, yeah, by this point in time, that you're about 6 hours behind everybody, yeah, you've managed to scramble to get the scraps of this contract.
Is it still, like, visible, or is it, like...
The wording itself, apart from being in Abyssal, which I'm not sure if you can speak.
Abyssal or
Sorry,
Infernal?
No, Infernal.
I speak Infernal. Definitely. I'm a good, you know, trained Chillaxian.
So it's semi-legible. The problem is the giant, like, serpent with winged serpent-shaped holes that have burst through the contract, specifically around where the signatures should be.
Right, I know it's completely dumb, but it's
the thing
to think of. I would pull some paper out of my bag, because I would have charts and stuff, and I'm gonna, like, be like,
Wait, do you have your bag? You just fucking leg it out of camp?
He always has it on.
I always have it on me, yeah. I'm paranoid as fuck for some reason, I wonder why. Reach out, and I'm gonna, like, be done, like, Asmodeus, please, hear my prayers! And I get out a knife, and I cut myself, and I use the blood to, like, paper mache the contract back together, and then, like, scribe, like, I sign my name again, and I stare at the contract, being like, please, Lord, hear from me. Hear from me.
Want me to do 100?
Oh, fuck. And the contract, on the flower golem, we do not advocate for self-harm. 12.
Except if you're making deals with the devil.
I don't know if high is good or bad, but 12. Right. Were you just hoping I was going to get 66 or something, were you?
No, 666. We're always going for a natural 100 on that one.
Okay.
Yeah, so you, like, sit there and you, like, hold this paper against it, like, your signature drawn in blood on this piece of parchment that you kind of, like, hold against this barely held here, the contract, that you're trying to stick in the mud in front of you, basically.
I assume it just starts disintegrating.
Yeah.
Which would show that there's no magic left in it, wouldn't there? But yeah, not that he has, like, any clue.
So, they're basically, like, the edges are already cindered. Like, every edge was basically, like, already tattered and torn apart. Like, this whole contract had been ripped to shreds. You pieced it together over literal hours. Like, it's been 6 hours since you pieced it together. Slowly, in the mud before you, kneeling before you, you put your hand on this piece of parchment that you've scrawled your name in blood.
And nothing happens.
Nothing at all.
You come back to me now. As he sits there staring at this contract.
The rest of you, so Marcelo and Tarok, you wait for Avner and Melody.
We're looking really cool as well. I got my scimitar out, like, swinging it around my finger. Some shades on.
Yeah, I dig it. Yeah, I've got my little, like, goggles on as well. I'll be, like, juggling with my mage hand.
Callisto, look at us.
All right, well, we're going to walk a bit slower, I guess.
Oh, you come on. Yeah, it's cool. Trust me.
And so, eventually, like, Amela and Avner kind of walk past you and look at you weirdly, and they just keep walking past you.
Is this how it's meant to work, Tarok?
No, we fall in line with them. Follow me.
We just walk up, like, next to them, just, like, real slowly, real coolly.
You know, I've been hearing whispers on the winds. Things that reach these big green ears.
talks of mutiny on land. You two wouldn't happen to know anything about this, would you?
We're not on a ship anymore, so I think your talk of mutiny is well past what it should be.
Answer the question, Avner!
I did. There's no such thing as mutiny on land.
I mean, but the concept stands, does it not? You know what I mean.
Oh, you mean the concept of incompetence from a half-orc? Yes. I'm assuming that is prevalent.
I mean, if you want to walk out into the jungle, you're more than welcome to. We've been protecting you for this far, Avner, but we don't need to.
Well, apparently, Uril has warned us of gargoyles from the west. And you would lot have done nothing, short of sitting on the roadside, preparing, in inverted commas, for an attack.
Are we still back at the camp that we start?
No, we've been walking.
Great.
You're walking towards the next place you want to stay at.
Yeah.
Like, you are, like, 8 hours south of
I thought, because making sure we're not still just sitting there waiting for gargoyles.
Do you have any suggestions, Avner? Oh, wise, experienced traveler who has defended so many people on this journey.
Well, that soldier that you had before you chased him off because of your fear-mongering, because you believed some demon-cursed creature, he took to the jungle. I don't understand why we aren't.
Look, we didn't chase him off, and we also spent an appropriate amount of time to see if he would come back. He ran away like the coward he was.
Guess he was scared of that thing that you keep as a pet.
He's not a pet, boy. Watch your bloody tongue.
And are you not scared, Avner?
Well, of course. If you unleash that thing on anyone, it's terrifying. I don't want her near me.
Good, so you better keep your mouth shut, or that's exactly what I'm going to do.
Or maybe you should just keep your pet on a leash.
Holy... Avner, I'm going to give you one last chance.
I slap him. Straight up backhand him. Just boom. I will roll
against his flat footed.
Oh man, that's good. That's a natural 18.
That's him.
Can I like wait. Can I do this with my scimitar, which I said I had out and I can do mercifully?
Yeah.
That's a crit then.
Non-lethal slap.
I'm just gonna non-lethal backhand him with the scimitar, just like bam across the face.
Well, I have his stats, so yes you can.
Yep.
So you need to confirm the crit then?
Yeah, you need to confirm, but
10 for 18, I think.
That's a confirmed crit.
Yeah. I think you've just smacked him with the hand.
I'm not gonna roll like a crit like thing because it's non-lethal. Non-lethal. Yeah. But yeah, 100%. Confirm crit, so it's two times.
Sick. So yeah, that'd be
2d6 plus double strength.
Oh, nice. 7 plus 4.
6 and 2 is 8.
11.
6 and 2 is 8.
8. Yeah, what did I? Yeah.
You said 7.
I did. I read that as a 5 for some reason, but that's a max thing. Yeah, 12.
Yeah, you definitely backhand him like with that scimitar. You like knock him. You see his like eyes kind of like daze a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Good, give it to the darkness.
What was that you were saying, Avner, about our pet, as you call it? Now listen, I've had it up to bloody here with you. And henceforth, like, you'll refer to her by her name, or the mighty Callista Zargon. That's it, right?
It's Osho.
Osho?
It's changed.
Osho Zargon. Or your feared and noble leader, because that is what she is to you here, Avner. You get this? She outranks you. I don't care what you had back in Magnemar. It doesn't stand here.
And he kind of like stumbles backwards and his eyes are like very unfocused. Mm-hmm. And he kind of... Meanwhile in the jungle...
Yeah, look, if there's been no change for like an hour, I feel he's going to sit there in the mud.
So you're kneeling down in the mud, looking away from you, right?
Staring at this contract, yeah.
Staring at this broken contract. And you feel this disturbance in the air. Avner looks at you, though. And he kind of like fumbles at his side and he pulls out his short side and he's like,
How dare you even... how dare you take up arms against me? Someone who is better than... You're better. Better than that thing. Better than you, half-orc. Who do you think you are?
I know who I am, Avner. I'm gonna look at Marcelo. I'm sorry, I can't deal with this one anymore. Maybe you could.
Very well. I thought, to be fair, that speech was quite arousing. I've never seen you so passionate before. We'll need to talk about that later. Avner, I'm going to stare at him and cast suggestion. I'll be like, I think you need to calm down. And let's just wait until we get to camp to deal with this further, shall we? And, yeah, I don't blow up, but he has to make a will save, including the stare penalty against 19.
Okay. Perhaps I got a little overzealous. He's not so bad, I guess. Puts his sword away.
I don't think
that smarts, though. My God, that smarts. So lightheaded.
The gods behind it.
You know, he seems so normal now. I almost feel guilty. Almost.
Well, I don't.
If that's what that thing did when it hit me, I can't imagine what she would do.
She said she. It's all right.
Okay, we're getting somewhere. All right, Avner. Lead the way.
Mm-hmm. But look, Amella.
We're going home, Mummy.
Look, Amella, we need to talk about this now.
What do you mean?
I mean, if you're talking of going off and joining Torsius in the jungle.
I was just letting him prattle. No intentions at all to follow that twit.
Well, please don't humor him, I suppose. Like, it sows discomfort amongst the rest of the party. One of the children came up to me, for God's sake.
Oh, but the problem is, you lot didn't let him prattle at all, so I guess he just turned his attention to the rest of us. When you lot were doing other things, he just kept talking and talking, and we had to kind of deal with it.
If we were to give you a bit of rope...
I'd probably hang him.
Some cloth on it, you know.
I'm not sure. It's the problem was you lot kept running off and leaving us with him, and he just really didn't like all of you. He really liked that one who ran off, but he really didn't like the rest of you. So he was just trying to turn basically me and Oral against you. I don't know even where Timmy is, to be fair, or where he stands.
Shh, do not say his name. Do not say it two more times.
Look, to be fair, I don't even know where my gold's gone. I'm pretty sure he has it, but I just don't know.
But I just ask you to trust in us, trust in Callista. Trust in Marcelo, trust in myself, and above all, trust in Saren Ren. We don't know what we're doing here, I'll be honest, but, you know, we will try to protect you as best we can.
Oh, I'm fine with that, as long as you keep that motherfucker away from me. He just really wanted to follow Dosias.
You know what?
I just really didn't want to go into the jungle.
All this talk of a leash has given me an idea, Marcelo.
Oh, dear, we're going to have to babysit him on the daily now.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to spend looking around for some stuff to fashion a leash for Avner.
What are you looking for? How'd the talk go? All good? We're not running into the jungle to chase after Amella, at the very least?
No, Amella seems to be on side, but I might have lost my temper with Avner a bit.
Yeah, I saw. I had to make sure the kids weren't looking, but... Alright.
I think before... I don't know. The rest of the troop might be a little bit off-put by us dragging Avner along on a leash. Would you perhaps let me have one more chance to talk to him after...
Oh, I've got manacles, if that's what you're making. It was meant to be for Lavinia's brother, but we never got around using them.
As good as payback sounds. Again, we have children around. I don't know.
It could be a good lesson for them to show what happens if you become an absolute prick your whole life.
I think these kids would know what happens, and you're right. Maybe it's best we don't bring them out.
Fair enough. But I think that's probably for the best. Someone's already run away from us due to our tactics. Perhaps we should try a little bit more...
This is a tight ship now, damn it. We rule with an iron fist.
Well,
I don't know if we could afford it.
If they can't love us, they will fear us.
Yes, but I mean, if we lost Ural or Amella, we'd be without our navigator and we'd be without our landscape surveyor, so...
Landscaper.
Well, he's not quite a landscaper. He knows the landscape. That doesn't make him a landscaper.
Yeah, but so basically, you travel about an hour later. It gets to about 4 PM. You know you should probably be trying to find somewhere you can at least set up camp tonight. You've been traveling since early morning. It's been about 8 hours. The kids are starting to wane, which would give you, Marcelo, a chance to talk to Avner.
Brilliant. Well, I was basically going to wait before we go to sleep. just as he's about to fall off to sleep.
Right, so you guys are all setting up camp. Meanwhile, Tosias has been crying into the mud for the last 2 hours.
Checks out. You said there was a presence?
There was a presence, which we'll get back to. Tosias is going to be crying into the mud. You want to have a chat with Avner?
Oh, yeah.
Before you get bed down for the evening?
Yeah. I wait for him to go into his tent, and then I sneak in just after him, just as he's probably laid his head on his little pillow.
Okay. And so, basically, everyone else... So, who's taking first shift for the evening?
Yeah, you fuckers have to keep watch now.
Calista probably will. She's the only one who can actually... I know. Yes. Yes. Calista would. The highest perception, of course.
So, you have a small campfire. And Calista is looking out towards the cliffs because that's where she knows that trouble might come from. Marcelo, meanwhile, slips into Avner's tent.
All right. I'm just going to lean in real close to him. Like, I'm going to sneak in with a very high stealth. I can roll a stealth, actually.
Yeah,
why not?
Do it.
Okay. That is going to be a 28 stealth.
Yep. He doesn't notice you.
All right. I sneak in, and I get right up to his face, and I just slam my hand over his mouth, and I go, Avner, you're going to listen to me, and you're going to listen to me good. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Don't. You know I can shut you up if I want to, but I'm going to let you... breathe. I'm going to let you listen and think about this. We've been traveling for a long time now, and this is far too dangerous to have you going and sowing any more discord amongst these people. You know what I can do to you. If you want me to, I'm going to make you blind, I'll make you deaf, I'll make it so you can't say a word. I'll leave you in this jungle, and they will never find you. Mark my words. You know what I've done before? I've got 2 children at stake now, and I want to get back home, and I can't let you fuck that up. If I see one more wrong move from you, I will fulfill the promise that I have made to you tonight. Do I make myself clear? Mm-hmm. Nod. Mm-hmm. Good. And I walk out.
Just thought I was evil.
Meanwhile, 6 hours behind you, in a muddy patch on the ground, you look at this contract, pieced together in the mud before you. The edges singed. The place where you put a bloodied parchment that you tried to sign over and over and over again in your blood. And you try to repeat the process again and again and again. It's covered in signatures in your blood. You feel faint. Your head feels dizzy. You're almost ready to pass out after doing this for like 6 to 8 hours. This small snake head bursts forth at the top of this contract and looks at you. Wriggles its way out, shakes its body, shakes free its feathered wings, and takes flight. Find out what that is next week.
The Hobbled Goblin podcast is a production of the Hobbled Goblin Company. The Savage Tide Adventure Path was originally written by Paizo Publishing under license from Wizards of the Coast for Dungeons & Dragons 3.5 edition. It was rewritten by Liam J. Cottrell to the Pathfinder 1st edition rule set in the world of Galarian, both of which are the property of Paizo Incorporated. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, or find out more at our website, thehobbledgoblin.com.